Joining us right now is James Elroy. You know him as one of the most successful mystery writers around.
I'm not a mystery writer.
And you're going to get to know him a little bit better because he's on Court TV on a show called Murder by the Book. It's a fascinating book. So besides being a very amiable type of guy on First Meeting, you do write some very interesting books, and you have.
Yeah, I'm the king of the crime fiction world.
You actually have a very interesting life.
Hold on, a partner. You keep interrupting me. I can't finish my responses. Yeah, I'm the king of crime fiction. My L.A. Quartet books, The Black Dahlia, The Big Nowhere, L.A. Confidential, and White Jazz, big bestsellers, masterpieces, all.
Okay. And you do comedy part-time as well?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. That's what I thought. You have a very interesting life, of course. You know, when you write the way you do, obviously your brainwaves are shaped by your childhood. And you've got a very interesting childhood here that you had.
Well, and this is what plays into my documentary coming out on Court TV on the 13th of this month. On the hot, hot morning of June 22nd, 1958, my mother was murdered in the small town of El Monte, east of Los Angeles. It was an unsolved, botched rape homicide, and since that time I have been hot-wired to crime. The murder was, as stated, never solved, and I write crime books.
Now, you actually wrote a book called My Dark Places in 96 about the same situation.
Yeah, I reinvestigated my mother's death at great length. We did not find the killer. I am here to tell you that closure is a fatuous notion that no one will ever achieve.
Now, I know when you were 6 years old, your parents got divorced. You were 10 when your mom was killed.
Right.
And from there, I'm looking at your biography. It looks like you lived the life of an antisocial kid. You used to mail Nazi pamphlets to girls you liked. You criticized JFK at a time when he was popular. You advocated the reinstatement of slavery, and I guess then you went into shoplifting food and porno and all these wonderful things that you
learned. Well, I was a messed up kid, and then what happened was I quit drinking and using drugs when I was 29 years old and started writing books. So there you go.
Exactly. So you actually see you found a place to channel some of the anger and some of the situations.
Yeah. Well, you know, you try to exploit your origins. I certainly have, and I'm just lucky I can write about crime.
Well, I mean, you don't just write about crime. You're one of the top writers of it in the country.
Thank you.
And have been successful. What would mom and dad think if they had seen the success?
You know what? I never think hypothetically. They're both dead, long dead, and they probably think I'm just a tall lowlife with a penchant for words. I would hope that they wouldn't be too impressed with me.
You would hope they wouldn't be impressed with you?
Yeah.
Are you not impressed with you?
I'm trying to get some irony, you know, at this stage, age 58 of my life.
Mm-hmm. Are you married or happy?
Am I married or happy? I'm twice divorced.
Twice divorced, yeah.
I have a girlfriend.
Yeah. Do you find it all, twice divorced, your parents were divorced, do you think that some of the issues of love and trust and all those kind of things were kind of destroyed for you when you were young?
I just think marriage is bullshit, and I'm not very good at it.
I can understand that. A lot of people aren't. That's why half the marriages break up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, you actually were in the Army for a short period of time, and you lived on the streets for a little while, you did drugs, you did all these things, but you did get out of it, though. So folks out there who are kind of in that pattern that may be listening, although if they were listening in that pattern, they may not be comprehending what they're hearing, but if they are, what kind of advice can you give them in terms of trying to discover what you really have a knack for?
Well, I think seek divine counsel is a good idea, and I don't know how you develop talent. I suspect you're born with it. I suspect that there's people who have it and that there certainly are. The vast majority of people don't have it. But try to be reasonable with yourself. And if you want to write books, try to write the kind of books that you like to read but that you feel no one is writing.
You know, I know you joined Double in AA.
Hold on a second. You're not supposed to break your anonymity at the level of press, radio, and films. I mean, you shouldn't be mentioning that.
Okay, well, it's in your biography on your Elroy.com, so I figured that if it's on your biography on a website,
well, you know,
that I can talk about.
It's not my website. I don't have any kind of control
over
that thing. I don't even go on the Internet.
Okay. Well, it says that on there that
Right, I
you
know.
got
And I don't
sober
want to
and
comment on it.
okay. I would think that you might want to give credit where
No.
credit's due, but okay.
Stop right there.
All right. Tell us a little bit, how did you end up doing this thing with Court TV?
They came to me. They wanted me to do a segment of Murder by the Book, America's Crime Writers on their favorite cases. And since my favorite case is my mother's case, I told them that I would do it. And I stipulated that I wanted to be on camera for the entire hour, that I wanted to narrate it, that I wanted to speak all my direct to camera asides written by me formally ahead of time. And so my segment of the program differs from the segments of the other writers. I'm on for the whole hour, and I've written it.
It actually is a fascinating hour, and it flies by. And I just wish, and I'm sure that you did too, that there was a different outcome to it.
I don't think about it much anymore. I don't think I was meant to know. My mother's dead. The person, man who killed her, is undeniably dead. We're never going to know. And my relationship to my mother's memory continues to unfurl. It is ambiguously defined, and I wouldn't have it any other way.
But it's a fascinating hour. I got to tell folks, it's next
Thank you.
Monday at 10 o'clock. It's a fascinating hour of, of you. As you just mentioned, it's you. You're on the camera. You're pretty much exposed emotionally there for that whole hour.
Well, I want to sell books, and I want people to honor my mother, and they did a great job. Court TV did a great job in doing this.
They really did. I got to tell people, go watch it, and while they're at it, go buy a book from James Ellroy.
Absolutely.
And thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you very much.
Take
Bye.
care.